can't even imagine you and Jeff fighting. Like, I just can't even.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad when I get mad at him because he's such like a puppy dog that I'm like,
ugh. Yeah, like I feel kind of bad for him now that I know
he's. Yeah, I know. Everybody feels bad for Jeff. I know. Like, I know. My mom's always here. She's like, be nice. Be nice to him. And I know. I'm just like super stressed out with like this grid I'm making for our kids.
Speaking of. Welcome to Never Outside.
Oh, we are recording?
Yes. Welcome to Never Outside. Today's a fun episode because Julie has the most insane schedule leading up to Christmas. She showed me her calendar. You should just show it for anyone watching.
Yeah, well, then we know where I am. No, yeah,
that's true.
It's just colored. It's filled. I had to send a visual to Kat because she's like, when we were trying to like finalize details of today, she's like, what's your flexibility tomorrow? I was like, zero, none, nothing. Like, don't even ask for an inch. You'll get nothing.
Nothing. So, anyways, Julie said to me to have Tyler come on and do his annual co-host.
My favorite sub, my favorite stand-in host is going to take my spot today. And it could not be more perfect because you guys are going to chat with his teammate, Ryan Reeves, later. Yeah. And it's just going to be so fun. Although I'm very, like, I always miss out on these, like, because you've talked up Ryan and I don't know him at all. And I just like getting to know people. And you just say he's so funny and has so many good stories to tell. And so I'm always missing out on these ones, but it is always fun. I will listen back. I'll be the first person to listen to it tomorrow.
Well, maybe Tyler can get some stuff out of him that you and I couldn't, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, that's also, I think it's perfect because we've wanted him to come on and today was perfect. Just my East Coast timing school pickup does not line up with West Coast time slot. So it actually worked out perfectly. And we're going to kind of marry the two episodes being a grab bag because we've been saying we were going to do one for a while with me and Kat. So we're going to answer a couple questions.
There were so many good ones. Thank you.
Yeah. So it was fun. But before I just got back from Dallas too, I went to the Panthers game in Dallas and to see family. And it was so much fun. Whirlwind of a trip.
How many people were at the game with you?
We had about 14. I requested 14 tickets, which that was another thing because we were spread out all over the arena. And I was like, wait a second. I need at least 5 in one spot because I have 4 children.
Yeah.
So we had to do some shuffling like right before the game. But they made it work. And then we had like some extras kind of add on. And it was so much fun. And the Panther, it was a great game for the Panthers.
Yeah,
so that makes it even better and kind of like worth it. Not worth the travel, but like worth the travel.
You're not always a go back to Dallas visitor for games. What was
not what? Always, but most of the time because my mom's whole family is in Dallas.
Yeah.
So it like stars aligned when I looked at the schedule like 3 weeks ago. Kids had really nothing on the schedule this weekend. So my grandparents are there and it was just kind of like a best case, like, okay, if I can make this work, then we can get there, see my grandparents. They were supposed to come out to Florida in October, but some stuff happened and, I just really wanted to see them and get all of, they have, gosh, let me count really quickly for 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 11 or 13, I can't, whatever, the math, great-grandchildren. Oh, so we got everybody together, and it was just, like, the happiest, like, 36 hours because we got to get all of the little babies together and watch some hockey.
That kind of interludes into one of the fan questions.
Yes.
Which is, like, traveling, which isn't really a thing in hockey, like, girls traveling. It's not normally, you don't normally, like, I get asked this question a lot. Being like, oh, do you go to every game?
No.
Because, I mean, they're only in towns for like sometimes like 12 hours. So like it's not like you're going to see your guy even if you do travel. But there are the non-negotiable, I'm going to that game type things. Like the Dallas thing worked out really well for you.
Yeah.
For me, like I always go back to Montreal. Like it's like circled on my calendar like Christmas. And now New Jersey, because I just love going back there. But it is, it's interesting. It really depends on the schedule, if it works, and then, you know.
Right. If it works, and if it's different every year. Some teams kind of maintain, oh, they always go out there in November,
yeah,
things like that. I used to always go out to California, but kind of since like the last 5 years, it's kind of been like awkward timing, and they've been doing like very quick stints out there. So it's like, yeah, not worth.
Instead of the week long, like, yeah, like the New York trip is always like New Jersey, New York Islanders, whatever. And you can like, it's a week, you know?
Right. I think the condensed schedule this year has kind of altered a lot of things.
It's funny. Emma Stetcher, who just got traded to Toronto, she texted me the other day. I was in LA, but she was like, oh my God, why didn't you come to Toronto? That would have been so fun. And I was like, because they only are there for a night, like it's not going to Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto.
Right.
They just went there for a night. So,
yeah.
But I mean, shout out Emma. That would have been fun. But totally. Anyway, okay. Here's a fan question that I like. Is it a good idea to shoot my shot with my favorite hockey player? Should I DM him?
I miss that one.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay. Here's my thoughts on this one.
Yeah, I'm like, what are your thoughts? Because I am like out of the game here. I don't really know.
Well, I mean, who am I to talk? Tyler DM'd me after he met me.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I will say, in so many of the people who we've talked to, almost everyone we've talked to met on social media.
It's true. It is the way of meeting these days. So, I mean, why not?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, shoot your shot, girl.
If all intentions are good and it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And you're supposed to meet via the digital world.
That's exactly. How is it any different from like a dating app other than, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Or just the good old fashioned run into each other. And
yeah, old fashioned meet cute.
At a bar. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's not like, yeah, you can't put any like, oh, we're either meeting like at a bar or like what, at a cafe. I don't know. You're not meeting people at a cafe.
Yeah, it's actually kind of weird to meet someone. So at a cafe. Yeah,
shoot the shot. The DM is the way to go.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, we go. Sign
says the elders here.
I know. I was going to say.
Sorry, Kat hates when I age us, but I have to age myself here when I'm giving dating advice. I don't.
Well, ages of all kind on this podcast have said social media. I mean, Suzuki's. You know,
yeah, Martins. It's true. Well, and you know, we are setting ourselves up in the matchmaking world. We're not going to talk about it here.
Yes.
But behind the scenes, we are working hard on matchmaking certain yep. people within this league, whether yep. they know it or not. But it is something Kat and I, because we have great intentions for everybody and we really like personality grabbing mm-hmm. and we're like, ooh, they vibe with this person. Kat yeah. is really like, she knows a lot of single people. I don't really, I see the single guys that we're around and I'm like, oh, okay, I've got a candidate. So we're kind of yep. working together here.
Yeah, Never Offside has become kind of a dating.
If any of them come to fruition, we'll tell y'all. Yeah.
We like to manifest.
That's yeah. Anyway, so stay tuned. Yep. I guess that's a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, another fan question, kind of couple questions that came together. We're kind of asking more about your and my background, asking if we played sports growing up or yep. whenever. And I feel like we've talked about that, but I guess we haven't. Kat and I both yeah. were Division I athletes. Pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of fun to say that.
It is kind of fun and also feel like, ooh, I'm a washed up athlete. But I played field hockey at Michigan State, and that is where I met my husband, Jeff. He was yep. on the hockey team. So,
which is so cute that you both were like, you both were hockey players.
Yeah, we were, but completely different. That completely was another different. Part, two-part question, because then people asked, did you know anything about hockey before you met your husband? And mine was a hard no, did not. Which did you – so Kat played – Yeah, Division I softball, yeah. which she just keeps pulling out all the surprises here. Well,
and that can answer another question. Yes, I'm 4'11", and no, yeah. I was not a gymnast. I played softball. I was a slap hitter. And yeah, full ride to George Washington on the East Coast for a few years before I transferred to USC. I worked for the Dodgers forever in marketing, celebrity, PR. And that's how I met Tyler. And no, I knew absolutely nothing about hockey other than that the Kings were cool.
Like yeah.
That was the only thing. I worked on the Kings nights a lot. And I went to a lot of Kings games like professionally, I guess. Like, yeah. I would bring, like, Justin or Tommy Lasorda to drop the puck, which you asked the other day. Is that a thing, dropping the puck all the time? The Kings do a lot of celebrity puck drops, and I was involved in a lot of those, which is my job and stuff. So, no, didn't know anything really about it, but enjoyed it. So,
yeah. Houston had – so I'm from Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. and Houston had the Arrows back when I was young, and my dad used to take us to those games. Oh, wow. So I can say, like, I went to maybe one or two Arrows games, but other than the Mighty Ducks, that's – pretty much the only thing I knew about.
I was going to say probably ice like hockey, movies,
which
movies.
Is like, we called it ice hockey, which, it, you know, now like it's just referred to as hockey. Yeah. So when you say ice hockey, it's like very much like, oh, you're not really like in the hockey world. Like if you refer to it as ice hockey, but which is funny because I am a field hockey player. So you do have to differentiate the two. But anyways.
Well, funny too. I grew up in Monterey and I did not go to Sharks games growing up at all.
Like, yeah, that is funny.
Yeah, I'm new to the SAP Center now that Ty's a Shark. But
yeah, well, so that's our background in knowing anything about hockey and how we kind of met our husbands. Not kind of. That's how we met them.
Quite literally how we met.
Quite literally. And then the next one kind of in the tale of our stories was, what would we be doing professionally if we hadn't had met our husbands? And Kat was a professional when she met her husband.
Yeah, we kind of like had this dream team thing going on in LA sports, Ty and I, as soon as we started dating. I've said this before on here, but he became kind of the Dodgers mascot. He had to do all the first pitches.
I love when you say that.
Well, he was. I mean, if you
go do your tricks, Tyler.
Yeah, if you followed the Kings or Dodgers back in like 2015 to 2020, everything about those two teams was like dying on it. And then I planned a lot of the players' charity events, like Clayton Kershaw. We had a ping pong tournament. And I would be the person to get celebrities there and pair them up with the players and kind of match personalities for what would be like the most fun social wise, like a Ken Jeong and Kike Hernandez together. That was like my evil, like, gosh. Like those two of them are going to be crazy together, you know, like not evil, but, you know, like fun mastermind. Yeah. And then so I'd always like have Ty bring some of his teammates and I would match them up with people that they would be fun with. So, it's my job with the Dodgers was so much fun. Again, everything celebrity wise that you saw the team do, that was just my whole thing. But then when Ty got traded to Van and then COVID hit, it just kind of got tough to be full time, I guess, from Canada. Who is it?
It's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey? It's Monday, Jeffrey.
I know. He's really not thinking.
I know. They don't. It is funny.
It's like he thinks I'm still mad at him.
Yeah, answer. What?
Hello? Hi, I'm recording on the podcast right now. Oh, okay. Hi, podcast.
Hi, Jeff. I could hear it.
Oh, great. Hopefully audio picks that up. Okay, I was just telling the podcast how I was mean to you this morning, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, this sorry, Jeff.
This is my public apology. Awesome, thank you. He says thank you.
Aw.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
That is really funny. It's
he's going to take his nap.
He's got you guys are nap. Good cop, bad cop in terms of just like Jeff can't be. No, I can't be mad at Jeff.
Nobody can be mad at Jeff. Like, it's a thing in our family. It's like, you can't be mad at Jeff. Like, everybody is like, poor Jeff. Poor. Yeah. I'm like, what about me?
I might hit him in our group text after this and be like, sorry, Jeff.
Yeah. No, Tyler's text last night. That's a whole nother story. Anyways, we won't get into that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Kat was a professional, and then when she moved to Vancouver, sorry, we got really sidetracked.
No, we got sidetracked. But yes, anyway, I'm still.
Which is like the story of a hockey wife and girlfriend. It's like you sign up to, you know, cheer on your hubby and your boyfriend at the time, and you're like, you move across the border, then you're like, wait, you can't work.
No, but honestly, I never stopped working for the Dodgers. I'm still on the what would you employee?
You're still on the payroll?
Not payroll unless I actually do something, but I help every once in a while here, time to time. Even just the other day, I was at, we'll talk fantasy after, but Pandora Vanderpump, one of my good friends, her family has a dog charity, a very beautiful dog charity. And yeah. They have a gala every year that I help with. And this is actually crazy. I helped donate a Dodgers package. I always help with kind of like the LA team still and other teams. So we donated a Dodgers package, and Lance Bass was trying really hard from NSYNC to get the package, and he lost. Somebody kept outbidding Lance Bass. So Pandora ran over to me and she's like, can they match it? Can they match another one? So I had to get on the phone with my boss. It was like 11 at night. And I was like, yo, Lance Bass really wants this. Can you match it? Yeah. And then it honestly, the second one, he did a cool thing and he kept matching it more and more and more. And it went for way more. So I felt like, you know, that's where my like little my working had
comes it's still on going. Like, it definitely is. I mean, in this podcast too, you're like you're like a booking wizard here. So Kat is still grinding.
Yeah.
Professionally, I don't really know what I would be doing, to be honest. I went into coaching.
You have a clothing line.
Yeah, but if I hadn't met Jeff, I don't know if that would be a thing. But I'd probably do something in the health and wellness world. I was very interested in nutrition in that field. So one day I'll get back into it. So.
You know what's funny? Well, this is you obviously met Jeff. That's why you were in Montreal. But I felt like you in Montreal, like you had those like girls you knew who like you knew where to get the best bone broth, you knew the best workouts. Like I feel like you would have, had you stayed there, like you would have been in.
Yeah, that was my, that's like my love language and like my passion. I love like the wellness hacks and like biohacking world. Yeah. That's like my jam. And when I have extra brain space, that's like where I want to live. So
you probably would have been like a pronger.
Oh yeah, super well. I don't know if I'd be like as on point as Lauren, but definitely in that sphere of wellness. I do love that, and I nerd out in that world. So who knows?
Great hacks.
Yeah. We're gonna get to more grab bag questions. But first, Tyler and Kat are going to take it away with Ryan Reeves. That's up next.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Treat yourself this holiday season to some iconic and unexpected hockey gifts.
Spread some cheer with festive decor like a doormat or holiday sign that shows off your favorite hockey team. Cheer on your team to get that big dub from the comfort of your own home this winter season.
Learn more about these products from the NHL Shop Holiday Gift Guide. You can find all these items and more on NHLShop.com.
Use the code NHLGIFT15 for 15% off your purchase on NHLShop.com. Exclusions do apply. Code expires on 12/31/25. Welcome back to Never Offside. Last time I had Tyler co-host, we had the giggly little rookies on. So this time we're joined by a teammate who's played in the league since 2010, but he's just as giggly, I would say. So please welcome Ryan Reeves.
How are we doing, Follies?
Big dog.
We're good. Big dog. It's like we never left each other.
I saw you guys yesterday. Big football day yesterday.
And we're gonna see each other in like 3 hours. So
yeah. 3 hours, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. Just want to dive real quick right into it. So you two have been around the league quite a bit, and I was just thinking, what had you guys heard about each other prior to becoming teammates?
I can't remember who was telling me about Toph, but all they said is, you're going to be boys with him. I know Goody said that too, but it was somebody that wasn't on the team. It's like, yeah, you and Toph are going to be hanging out a lot, and here we are.
It was definitely like right away too. I think as soon as we traded for you, like I hit Goody up or whatever, and he goes, oh yeah, he's going to, like, Revo's going to fit right in with the boys here, so.
Yeah, because Goody wasn't here right when I got here. He was still in Toronto, and I think we hung out like one of the first days I got here.
People were actually asking me what you personally, Ryan, are like around the young guys. Like, are you scary? Are you like, you know, like, do you tell them to like shut up? Like, you know, like, what are you like? And I'm like, he's fun. He's more fun than them.
I try not to be the scary. Like when something needs to be said, like, I'll say it. But you know, I grew up in the era, like kind of the end of the era where rookies were like treated like rookies. And that's kind of like, that's not, doesn't really exist anymore. Little things kind of still do, but the league has changed drastically since I was a rookie. And yeah, I try not to, I like to make the rookies and the young guys feel welcome on the team rather than like walking around on eggshells for the first couple years. I don't find it does anything good, but you know, when you got to tell them something, you got to tell them something.
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those things where, like, when we came in the league, like, you weren't going on the table to get a massage ever, you know, like, you're jumping on the foam roller, all this stuff, and now Mac's on the table twice a day, you know, like morning, night, whatever, he's always
getting massage. I think the last thing that's really there is they stay on the bus while we get off. That's, like, the last thing I think is still standing, because, like, those guys are eating before a lot of guys now. You could be hung for that back in the day.
Funny. Okay, so can you guys talk about that crazy game the other night? Just the vibes and what the hell happened?
I had a very good seat for that game. It was wild. I think my first shift was like halfway through, and we were still down by 4 goals. So I was just, and Will had just got buried. So I was just trying to go murder somebody. I don't even know if I've looked at the puck that shift. I was just trying to go catch somebody and just like send a message. And my legs were shot at that point. And then all of a sudden, you know, we got one and we got two. I was like, okay, they're puckering up a bit. I mean, I was yelling on the bench, and then you scored that goal, and I might've lost my voice after that. And then, and you knew we were winning an OT after that. Like, there's no way we're coming back and losing that in OT.
I mean, it was beautiful. It was franchise history. You guys made the history books with that game, which is.
I've been part of two pretty big comebacks with this organization. The first one didn't enjoy as much as that one, that's for sure.
Ty was telling me that you needed to say what the other game you played in was.
Yeah, that one. Oh, you weren't even here. What are you even talking about? Were you here?
It was just the funniest thing, because right after the game, you said we were in the shower, and you're like, yeah, no, I've been part of two pretty impressive games here. One good one, one really bad one.
Yeah, the game seven when I was with Vegas, that one, our good boy Goody really gave it to me on that one. So I did not enjoy that one nearly as much as the one 2 days ago.
Were you guys winning 3-0 that game? I can't remember.
We were up 3-0 or 4-1 maybe, and then that 5-minute penalty. And I got sent to the box for it, because Eakes got kicked out of the game, so I was the one serving. And I was just sitting there in the box like this, just watching exactly what it was. Just Carlson high tip, Carlson high tip, Carlson high tip. It was like somebody take this high tip away, somebody do something. But oh man, that was devastating, because we were wagging that year too. That was a tough loss.
So what? Everyone wants to know what you both think of Mac's fighting skills during that game.
I mean, it was a little scrum. It wasn't, you know, there's a couple punches kind of thrown, but I mean,
yeah.
I can't say much. I think I've been in one fight.
Okay, Ryan, what'd you think?
Honestly, I didn't really see many punches. I just saw a massive scrum, but I will give it to Mac. Like, that's great for him. Like, everybody, I think Ecky was in there too, like jumping in for, like, that's what you need. And that kind of stuff builds, you know, teams. That builds winning teams, and great on those two guys to jump in for Willie.
Okay, so something that fans might not know, I think they're starting to clue in, is that you are kind of the mastermind behind a lot of the fun things that people see on social media, mostly the shark, what would you call it, like shark lay? What would you call that?
The shark tooth necklace, I guess? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
I guess it's kind of like a lay, like kind of a whatever. How did we think about the shark tooth necklace lay? Where did we source it from? And tell us more about it, please.
I just, when I got here, I realized we didn't have a player of the game thing. And then we started handing out like a box of Kleenex. And I think there was a hammer and a screwdriver and some ridiculous stuff that you probably shouldn't be doing. So I was trying to think of something and I was just like, shark teeth came to mind right away. I was like, how can I do that? So I was like, okay, we'll make a necklace. We had a guy in Vegas who made our player of the game trophy there. And I originally hit him up and he never hit me back. And then I tried calling him one more time before I was going to try and find somebody in San Jose. And he ended up picking up saying, sorry, I didn't know this was your number. I got a new phone. And so he ended up making it within a week and shipped it over. We missed it. It was supposed to be there a couple days earlier, FedEx. Kind of messed it up, but it got there. And I mean, boys like it. Something, just something you can have that's not a box of Kleenex, I guess.
True. Also, Ty was saying it's real teeth.
I think it's molded out of real teeth. I would have to check on that. He did say he was going to order real teeth, though. So I don't know if he just used a mold or if those are actual. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to poke at it. I haven't got the opportunity to wear it yet, so we'll see.
Ty's gone, what, shirt on one time and shirt off the other?
I don't even know if we took a photo. I think we were all so pumped up we wanted to get on the bird and get out of Pittsburgh after that game.
Well, no, you know what happened is they left the Polaroid in the first city we were at. So they've been taking pictures. They're going to print out the picture and then take a Polaroid of the picture.
So that picture has not been released of you yet. Why did you not take your shirt off for that one?
I told you we were all pumped up. We wanted.
Yeah, Ty, why wasn't your shirt off?
we wanted to get on the bird and get out of there.
How did all the guys react when you made the rule of having to have your shirt off with it?
There was some mixed feelings. There was a few that didn't want to do it, and then a few that didn't have the option to do it. But I don't know if anybody's kept it on since, though. Have they?
Maybe Ned.
I think it's on Ned.
All right, he's going to get it next time.
Well, it was funny. It was, like, perfect that, like, Mac was the first grand.
You know, I know.
Like,
it really was. I was hoping he got it.
I mean, you can basically give it to him every game, so.
If a photo is going to go viral, you know, put Mac in the shark tooth necklace. And
there you go.
You debuted the shark tooth.
It worked well. I actually saw a couple sitting next to our bench the other day with them, and I thought they were, like, selling them up top. But apparently they had them 3D printed. But I think they're selling T-shirts of them now.
You know for sure the Sharks are probably going to make that a promo item next year.
No, because we talked about it. They said they wanted to keep it just like our thing, which I agree with.
Okay, shifting to another fun thing that you have rallied the Sharkies to do was go to the Book of Mormon altogether. This was phenomenal. When Ty told me that you were putting this together, I was just like, that is so cool.
It is the funniest, I think the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I leave there with a stomach ache from laughing every time. Like, my jaw hurts. And, like, I don't know if it's, like, I love South Park, so I really understand that humor. And a lot of that humor is in there. And I also, like, if you know me, like, I don't really have a filter. And that has zero filter to it. So there's some stuff I was laughing at that maybe not a lot of people were laughing at. The first time we went, I was in St. Louis, and there was, I think, like six or eight like older couples in front of us, and I'm pretty sure they just saw Book of Mormon and didn't realize it was made by the South Park people. I think they thought it was a story about Mormons, and they were not having any of it, and I'm sitting behind them just laughing, basically in their face, like not on purpose, but I'm just dying laughing. And they ended up getting up and leaving at the break, and they didn't come back. So they probably weren't too happy with that. But it's, oh my God, that show is so funny.
Ty, I wanted to know who you thought enjoyed it the most.
Me. It's well, me every time.
It's not even close.
I mean, I feel like everybody enjoyed it. And the best part was that was our win song. The one.
Yeah, New York. That's right.
Oh,
so
really?
Ridiculous.
Which
yeah.
song?
Just turn it off.
Yeah, we can't play that.
Can't play that. So that could be the outro to this interview.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, roll it. Yeah. What did any of the guys like come up to you after that? You were like shocked, like saying it was funny, like any of the.
Everybody liked it. Like I sat next to Will and Mac, and they were dying laughing the whole time. I think some of the Europeans and the Russians didn't come, but some of the Europeans couldn't pick up the humor because it's singing in a different language, and I get that. And some guys didn't know that it was a full musical. I think they thought it was more like acting. So some guys like weren't prepared for that, but I think everybody had a good time. I had a good time, I'll tell you that much.
Like you said, it's like it's a South Park production pretty much. So
yeah. And I've seen, except for the new season, I've seen every South Park episode at least 10, 20 times.
It's funny. That actually makes me know way more about your humor without
you. I got a tough humor for some people.
Okay, another thing people were asking about with pranks, you and pranks. Have you been up to any pranks here? You've in the past scared people?
I haven't got anything on video. I've scared Mac a few times now. I got him once. He was just like leaning in the shower like this. His eyes were closed and I came in and screamed. And I'm pretty sure I saw his soul leave his body for a second. He was hurting for a little bit. I dragged Mac out of the elevator a couple times now. I haven't got anything on video though. We'll get him.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Were you doing the pranks with Flower ever, or was that just him doing all his stuff?
We never did anything together. He just would do his stuff, and then I would do other stuff. Like I did a Halloween one a couple years in a row where I would like hide and guys would walk up to the rink and I'd scare them, but we didn't do one this year, unfortunately.
Those are never not funny. Like a good scare.
I could watch people getting scared on Instagram for 7 hours straight and laugh for 7 straight hours. I have a montage of me scaring my family. Like one day I will release hours of footage of me scaring them. Especially during COVID, I was doing it all day.
Oh my God. Do you get like Alana and the kids?
Oh, all the time. Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Sometimes Alana she'll go to the bathroom at night. And if I've been like scaring her in the last couple weeks, sometimes I won't be up. Sometimes I will, but sometimes I'll just be laying in bed and you'll see her head just like pop around corners to make sure I'm still there. And that's almost as funny as when I do scare her, just because she thinks it's coming. I'm just sitting there doing nothing. But yeah, I've got the kid so much. Kanan especially, he's hard to get now because he's just so used to it. Yeah, like you really have to creep up on him.
My God, he's like outdoing his dad on the.
He is like he's kind of getting immune to it, but I still get him once in a while.
That's funny. Well, you have the perfect family for these.
Oh yeah, they love it.
Do you have any superstitions?
I wouldn't call them superstitions. I have like routines that I do. I always put like the right side of my equipment on first, so like the right skate goes on.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't consider the superstitions. I just consider that like you do it so often that it just becomes like part of what you do.
Habit.
You know, I used to just eat steak night before games. I've got away from that. Yeah, I wouldn't say there's many superstitions. No. I try not to be superstitious.
I mean, I think Ty's the exact same way, right? Like you.
Yeah, you don't seem like a superstitious guy.
No, it almost like gets in the way. I feel like if you don't do it, then it's like, oh no, now I can't, you know, play.
You start thinking about it for no reason. Yeah.
I told you that when we polled our listeners, we had so many people asking for you. So then it was fun last night. I polled questions for you, and I think we got like 400 and something for you.
400?
Yes.
All right, we can bring out 300, but I don't know what for.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how much time you have. There were a few, so many good ones, but there are a few that stood out. If you could invite three former teammates on a night out, who and why?
Three former teammates. I would invite Flower. Flower is one of my favorite people I've ever met and played with. I would invite Barrett Jackman. He is probably one of the guys who, you know, taught me to be a pro in this league. He treated me very well as a rookie. He lived right down the street, and I was always over at his house. He really kind of brought me up with him, so I owe a lot to him. And Alex Steen, too. I think those would be the three. Those are kind of – those two guys really, you know, taught me the game and made me into a lot of who I am now and how I treat, you know, young guys, how I, you know, try and be a good teammate. I learned a lot from those guys, so those would be my three.
If you played in the 80s or the 90s, is there someone that you would have wanted to fight?
George LaRocque. Easy question. You like that one? Yeah, absolutely.
Another thing we do is, since you've played on so many teams with so many amazing people, we kind of do like a yearbook, like most likely to, whatever. And whoever comes to mind, if any of these come up with stories, elaborate. But if it's just a name and a giggle, that's fine too. So who have you played with who had the stupidest laugh?
Oh, man. Everybody says I got a crazy laugh, so I'm going to have to say me. Everybody says I sound like Count Dracula. Is that what his name?
Yeah, I can see.
I feel like sometimes when you can tell something's really funny when you kind of like lean back and laugh. Like
that's I do. I know. I have a very like in your face laugh. I don't hold back when I laugh.
Best dressed.
Probably Willie Nylander. He's got good style.
Do you like the new dress code?
I do and I don't. I do. It just makes it harder because you don't want to be in the same outfit every time you go to a game. Whereas a suit, I feel like it's a little different. It's harder to pack for trips because now you're packing for dinners and games and you can't get the game day outfit dirty at dinner. So you're trying not to use that one too much. You're just packing a little bit too much now, but I do like it. I like to not have to wear a suit all the time. But I have like 30 suits, so I still rock them once in a while.
I didn't even think about the packing thing.
That's the hardest part, is the road.
Okay, worst locker room DJ.
Worst locker room DJ. Any of the young kids. I hate new music with a passion, like especially like new hip hop. I don't like country, so anybody who plays country, I'm not in for. But any of the young kids. I can't understand what these guys are saying. It's just mumble.
Smitty's hit or miss. Like sometimes he actually
plays. Yeah, you know what? I will.
And then it's like he's playing Christmas songs on Halloween.
We got Christmas real early this year. We really did. But yeah, Smitty's not bad though. He plays some good music. Smitty and Mac don't play bad music, but I don't know.
I was gonna say Will pumping Christmas music even before Thanksgiving. Yet, like you said, Halloween he was pumping.
That's too early. But I have been enjoying it the last 2 weeks though.
Yeah, agree. Who's is there a best locker room DJ?
I would say Kevin Shattenkirk was always my favorite. He played a nice mix of like hip hop and house. Always stuff that like kind of got you going though.
Okay, most likely to become a famous actor.
Most likely to become a famous actor. Oh, man. I would say Shaddy again. He's got a good personality. I'm going to say Shaddy.
Is there anybody that could drink you under the table?
Drink me under the table? No chance. It's like 0% chance. I'll go blow for blow with anybody. It's not even close. Yeah, I would try. And you'll never even know, too. I take pride in, like, that's you would never know I'm big. Although on the bird, I was a little loud. I was getting a little loud on the bird.
I mean, the vibes on that flight were probably just, even Randy Hahn tweeted about it. He literally was like, this is the most fun flight in the world.
Yeah, we earned it. What about the best Halloween couple? I feel like it's going to be Flower. No, he always gets it pretty. Or you guys?
Yeah, they do it up pretty good. Yeah. They get the whole makeup done and all that. It probably takes them 5 hours to get dressed. Me and Atlanta used to do some really good ones back in the day. We've had some funny ones, but we've slowed down a little bit, unfortunately.
I told her when we first met that even before knowing you, Snoop and Martha was so iconic. It was just
we did White Chicks too 1 year. I was walking around with a little poodle. I kept just walking. I was like, oh, poodle. It was so good. And it was all from scratch too. Like Alana does all the stuff from scratch when we don't buy them. She goes out and she's good at it.
Who's a guy you've played with who you would never think is a hockey player?
I would say probably me. I get a lot of, I mean, just the other day, like somebody came up to me and was like, play football? No. Basketball? No. Keep going. Everybody thinks I'm a football player all the time. And then they trickle down to basketball. Never hockey though. So I would say probably me.
All right. What about the best chirps? I said that you're up there, obviously playing against you. Especially in the bubble when there are no fans and all you could hear was you just yelling at everybody the entire time.
Oh, yeah, you could hear a lot in the bubble. Oh, the mic, there's a lot of hot mics in the bubble. Yeah. I would say Steve Ott. He always had some really good chirps and he was my line mate. So I learned a lot from him too. You know, Otter's also another guy I'd probably put on that. Who would I bring? I'm going to have to add a fourth. I'm going to have to bring Otter. But yeah, I would say Otter had some good chirps. I learned a lot from him in the mouthing off department.
Okay, last one. Best storyteller.
I mean, Mar's got to be up there for me. He's just so animated and like how his tone goes from like up here to down here. He leans in and he's like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's, bro, I would say Mar, bro, you know what I mean? Like just.
That was a phenomenal impression of Mario.
I've heard a lot of stories from him. So I like hearing stories from Mar.
Yeah. Mario Ferraro for those who.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So wrapping up, we are just going to ask a couple questions about you. Okay. So we call them quick hitters, but again, if we don't have a quick answer, that's fine. What are you guys watching right now at home?
We're watching The Beast in Me. We have exhausted all shows basically. So now we're on single like season shows, the limited series. We watch a lot of TV at night. Once the kids are in bed and we go to bed, we just throw a show on and yeah. So we're watching The Beast and Me. Nice show.
Do you have any reality shows that you like?
Big Brother is the only reality show I will ever watch. I hate reality TV, but I got hooked on Big Brother and we are obsessed with it.
Yeah. Poor Ty and my reality obsession. Sorry.
It's on all day.
I can't stand it. Like Love Island and all that garbage. Like, nah, I got no time for that.
I got roped into Love Island this year. Yes. And I actually started to like it and I hated it.
He started liking
it. Yeah, I hate that for you. I absolutely hate that for you.
I stopped watching and he continued.
I was like, yeah, did you see what happened last episode? And she's like, oh, God. Yeah. What do you, you got a top three video games? I know obviously Call of Duty guy, but.
Call of Duty, FIFA. I mean, are we going back, like, of all time? Okay, all time, then. It's got to be Call of Duty, Mario Kart for N64, and GoldenEye for N64. What's that? Yeah. Elite Games.
I think they're making a new GoldenEye that's coming out, no? Or it's already out?
I think they're redoing some of the N64 games.
We got to throw a Mario Kart. tournament maybe at the end of season.
Yeah,
that would be- that's when you can finish the beer before every lap, right?
You can't drink and drive.
Yeah. Yeah. Great game.
we were taught by the Quicks. So, favorite concert that you've been to?
You know, the best concert I've been to has been Coldplay. I'm not a Coldplay guy though. Alana loves Coldplay, so we've been twice. We actually went this summer, but we went in Chicago the year Kanan was born, and they put on a phenomenal show. And I only knew like one or two songs at the time. So I would say that's the best concert I've been to. But my favorite one, I went to one. It was, who was it? It was Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj, and somebody else. And it was a good concert.
Do you have a worst concert you've ever been to?
Yeah. Another Lil Wayne concert. He showed up like 2.5 hours late. He came on stage. He said, I'm late. I only got time for a couple songs. So let's get this going. And he played 9 half songs and then just left.
Oh, I remember that. Actually.
I was choked. Everybody was choked. The best part of the concert was the 2 hours waiting for him. The DJ was playing absolute bangers. And then Lil Wayne came on and just it was disappointing.
Is there anybody that you've been starstruck seeing or meeting?
I'm not like a really celebrity guy, but I will say when I met Snoop, that like I've always loved Snoop, so that was kind of, yeah, that would be the one.
Kind of same thing. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
I mean, Gretzky, I guess. Method Man, but I'm going back. Like, I don't know if you know who Method Man is. Yeah. It's going back. That's our time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I met him in New York. I'm actually in a fantasy battle with him right now. I need 6 points. He's beat me, I think, 3 years in a row in this fantasy team we're on right now. And he's wearing me out. I'm playing against him first round. He beat me twice in the finals now.
Who else is in this league?
His manager, like some, I don't know anybody else in there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I need 6 points out of Darren Waller right now to beat him. Otherwise, I might quit this league. He's just working me right now.
Do you have a favorite jersey that you've worn, like design-wise?
I really like the Black Leafs jersey. I think any black jersey I really like. I think like Kings black jerseys I think are very sharp. I've never worn that, obviously. I really like our black jerseys here. But yeah, I think those would be the top ones.
What is your pregame pump-up song?
I think J. Cole or 50 Cent. Actually, I've been onto a little bit of Lil Dicky lately, too. Dicky drove me home from the bird the other day, and we were pumping Lil Dicky. He was dancing, driving my car. I was unreal.
Is there one word that you can use to describe Will and Mac? My word would just be dumb.
I was going to say Dumb and Dumber, but yeah.
When they showed up to the house dressed as Dumb and Dumber, I was just like, all right.
It's fitting. Yeah.
There we go.
They're hilarious, though. Especially those two together. Like, those two together are so funny.
It's funny when a few of the new girlfriends this year, when they met them, they had obviously known them from, like, TikTok and stuff, you know, like the younger girls. And a few of them, like, told me, whoa, they really are like that in real life.
Yeah. What you see is what you get.
Okay. What's a favorite movie of yours that we wouldn't necessarily, like, assume would be a favorite movie?
American Gangster is probably one of my favorite movies. But that's like, it's not too off the cuff. One of my favorite comedies that you probably never heard of, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. It is one of the funniest movies. One of my most quoted movies out there. It's like a spoof off of Boys in the Hood, Don't Be a Menace. You got to watch it. It's so funny.
Title alone makes me
yeah, exactly. Just the title alone makes you want to watch. Another really undercover movie is Jay and Silent Bob, Strike Back.
Do you got a favorite travel destination you guys have been to?
We went to Greece for our honeymoon. Had a lot of fun there. We did Santorini and Mykonos. So we partied in Mykonos and then kind of chilled in Santorini. That was a good time.
Who would play you in a movie?
Denzel, all day.
What about your favorite thing to do on a day off out here?
Obviously obsessed with football, so Sunday is football and beer. Really enjoy, because Kanan skates at Sharks Ice, so anytime we get some free ice there, I've been loving just taking him out on the ice and working with him and seeing how good he's been getting, so... when I get time to do that, I like to do that.
I was gonna say, you're in your hockey dad era.
I'm loving hockey dad era. It's so much fun.
A couple more and then we'll let you go. Who in the NHL is the most on your FaceTime call list?
Been talking to Domes still a little bit. Domes, Otter, Flower once in a while. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on, I mean, being in the league so long? It's kind of flown by. I mean, that's how I feel, at least. So
it has flown by. I was thinking about it the other day. I've been extremely, extremely blessed to be in this league for this long. I've told this story before, but I remember when I was younger, I'd played my first year. I was at like 80 games, and I looked at Atlanta. And I was like, can you imagine if I hit 100 games in the NHL? Like, how cool that would be. And then then I crept up on 2, and then all of a sudden I was at 5. And then I was at 7, and then all of a sudden I was like, hey, I may be able to like push for 1,000 here. And now, you know, I'm a season away from maybe getting it. But, you know, thinking about where I started and how long I've been in this league and been able to stay around, I just, it's been a very fun ride. It's gone very quick, and I've met a lot of very, very cool people along the way, a lot of very fun teammates, made a lot of friends. You know, been with Atlanta the whole time, had two kids during that time. It's just been, yeah, it's been an honor to be in this league this long, and unfortunately it's coming to an end soon, but it's been fun.
Getting traded at first, I was like, I thought, you know, originally you'd be on the one team your whole career, and then once you get traded, you're like, oh, whatever. But it's actually kind of been nice, you know, being on seven different teams, all the new people, not even like your teammates. It's like the management that you know, become friends with almost in a sense too. So.
Yeah, I agree. Like I always going to play for St. Louis. Like that's all I knew. And I was, you know, kind of establishing myself there. And then all of a sudden I got traded to Pittsburgh, and, you know, playing in this league is a roller coaster. You know, I was up here with St. Louis, and then Pittsburgh, I was like, you know, my career might be over. You know, I'm not playing, and you know, who's going to want a guy who isn't, you know, playing at all? And then all of a sudden I got traded to Vegas, and all of a sudden, you know, my career just started taking off from there. And then, you know, went back out east, had a tough stint in New York, and then went to Minnesota and had, you know, one of my better couple months there. It's just been a roller coaster, but it's been cool to, you know, play in different cities. I've been fortunate. I played in some very cool cities in New York and Toronto and Vegas, you know, out in Cali now. Like, never would have thought I liked Cali. Really enjoyed my time here so far, and hopefully I can end my career here in the next couple of years. But yeah, it's been fun.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. We'll see you in a few hours. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anytime. See you guys.
All right, Ryan Reeves is just one of the most fun guys that Ty's ever played with. He's just great, and sad to have missed you, Julie. But one of these days we'll all be in the same place.
Whatever. That was a question. Like, do you guys miss getting back into the grab bags? Do we miss, like, recording together? And I will say it is so much fun when we are together, like, when we've done it in New York. So hopefully going to make that happen a little bit more.
Yeah, we're just trying to get back there a little bit more. Or maybe some events, or, you know, we'll find each other, even though we're on the absolute opposite ends of the world right now.
Right.
Or the U.S. But yeah, it is really fun. The one thing that we need to get better at, we did do a TikTok, but like we need to be more like ourselves together on social.
We're going to. I feel like the new year is going to bring us into the TikTok sphere more.
I agree. Okay, so before a couple more grab bags, fantasy. So I know we've kind of been telling people about our fantasy league and how we had this grand master plan to get Jackie Quick on the podcast.
Yeah, but she did always lose this year.
She didn't lose.
She was middle of the pack.
Oh, she.
I'm pulling it up.
I know she actually is so bad at fantasy, but this year we lit a fire because she really is not a podcast go on a podcast type girl. She
really didn't want to come on, so she performed.
Yeah, but our loser, our dead last loser, was Anastasia Ashley. She's one of my best friends. She's a professional surfer, and she's got a really she's so cool. So she's Anastasia will come on eventually, and she'll tell us some crazy stories because she is a world traveling, impressive sports girl. So Anastasia's coming on, but
everything's different now. But I would like to tell everybody that I ended at the top of the leaderboard going into playoffs. So there's that.
Did we come in first and second?
We did.
Wow.
Yeah. Bravo. Team never offside. Everybody in our league's going to roast us for that. But
yep. It's a 10-person league, which is the sweet spot when I think of fantasy. It's
go us. Well, now we have to go through playoffs and we'll see who comes out on top.
Yeah, well, that's honestly, it's cool coming out on top at the end of regular season because then playoffs just is kind of like an abyss of, you know, like,
yeah, let's see.
All right. Couple more grab bags.
Best and worst Christmas traditions. So we dabbled in the world of hockey Christmas parties, and
yeah,
on the interweb, you've been seeing a lot. I saw a lot of team Christmas parties this weekend, whether it be girls' parties, team parties.
Oh, yeah. So many.
Team parties at the rink, team parties. Yeah. Like, there are so many different versions of an NHL hockey Christmas party. Sometimes two for each team, sometimes three if a team has one, like, at the rink.
It's like every other day of December is something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we actually have our girls' Christmas party tonight, and we are doing like a pajama cookie exchange party, and then we'll have a little white elephant gift exchange. So gonna be fun. Not- and then the guys are playing in Tampa, so it'll be fun because we'll have the game on and we'll get to watch the game all together, which is always a good time. So.
Are you in the same pajamas or are you just in pajamas?
No, we all have our own PJs. I actually just got a new pair from Amazon open up, so I got to make sure those are going to work.
That's funny. So that's a thing with our girls thing, since it's not at somebody's house, it's at a tasting room.
Yeah.
We still tried to make the pajamas thing happen, but some girls were like, that's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know where I would. It would just depend on what the pajamas I was wearing were.
Yeah,
you know.
I know. Again, another yeah, comfy, cozy idea that didn't land.
Yeah.
We have our holiday skate tonight. So.
Oh, live footage, Kat. We want live footage. I actually left my skates in Michigan, and I just got those in the mail today too, because we have our family skate.
The same ones that I posted.
Yeah. We have the same skates. So.
We have the same skates. Mine are just children's size. That's the only difference.
I know. I really need to go practice, so I'm nervous.
I have not skated since
this time last year.
Yeah. So it's always a fun. It's not like riding a bicycle.
No, it's not. It's the worst feeling ever.
It's terrifying. And then there's always little hockey children like dazzling around you. And
yeah, that would be my kid.
Like shooting pucks around you. And it's
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, for the couples that just want to go for a lovely couple, like cute skate, like you've got little gremlins around you, which are all my kids like shooting pucks at people's heads now. So
yeah, and potentially like kind of messing with you a little bit too.
Yeah, to make you even more skittish.
Yes, if they sense that you're not a good skater, like some of these hockey kids who are basically professional athletes already,
yeah,
like will kind of like, you know, like do figure eights around you, and you're like,
well, and then you get the younger guys on the team like wanting to skate and like shoot and pass with them, so it changes the whole dynamic on the ice from like leisurely like everybody skate counterclockwise to this is stressful. Anyways, okay,
I know last year Ty Dellandrea became the goalie. So all the kids like were really going. Oh, you know? Yes. So, yeah.
Oh, yes. So those are always fun. So back to the question.
Did we not answer the question, Julie?
Best and worst. Wow. This is my brain this week.
Is this hockey related or just like in general? Like,
I can tell you one of the worst Christmas traditions is anything that involves eggnog. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. That's a no.
That drink is foul. Like, it should be taken off. Starbucks has whatever, and to be honest, at the airport they were out of it. I was like, thank God, you should just take that thing off the menu. Like,
I don't even know what it is technically.
I don't know. As our producer Bob said, it is like pancake batter as a drink. And I completely agree.
How many calories, like, you know what I mean? It's got to
not worth it. Not worth it, in my opinion. So I'm going to go with that's one of the worst. And then best, I mean, that's kind of a hard, like, best tradition. It's like, I guess it revolves around, like,
your kids probably.
Yeah, like us personally, like, Jeff makes lobster spaghetti every Christmas Eve now. So we'll go to church and then we'll have, like, lobster spaghetti and steak for dinner on Christmas Eve. Evening. So that's probably our favorite tradition that we can like keep sacred amongst like moving around.
Yeah.
I think that's like one of like that was another question of like, what are your favorite like traditions around holidays? And I think that's one of the hardest things about being in professional sports. And if you've moved around different teams and cities, it's kind of hard to maintain the same tradition. So you try to keep like, I don't know, I try to keep like one or two things same, but otherwise I'm like leaning into like, I'm planning on Christmas Day, like doing Santa in the morning and like a quiet morning and then going to the beach in the afternoon. I think that's going to be so fun.
Fun. Yeah, yeah, it really depends where you live re-Christmas. I mean, now that we're in San Jose, our new Christmas Eve tradition is we go to Napa for the day.
Perfect.
Yeah, Ty and I go to, it's called Domain Carneros. It's like just a bubbles and it's just like everything's decorated and that's our new tradition. Yeah, that sounds
so nice.
Yeah, and then we come home Christmas Day and then whoever is orphaned normally comes over and it turns into a game night. So
I love that. We would do that in Montreal if it was like families or like single guys and stuff. We would do like the game night thing because would be a good solid couple of days off. So
yeah, it really, I love that for y'all. The orphans, right? Yeah, it's like all it's of true. Us Christmas orphans. But also I mean, it's also kind of funny too how there's so many guys from Toronto in the league and there's a kind of, how do you explain it? Like there's a movement of the ones that go back for the one day to Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's risky.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they always come back the day after Christmas because that's an off day too. But
yeah,
I've always noticed that on every team it's different, especially the California teams. You're so far.
Yeah.
But they kind of see who is going to do it with them and they kind of stick together. And then like on the Kings, Ty did it one year with quite a few, like Drew Doughty, Jeff Carter, a few of them, they all led the charge and went home together to see their moms.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, and then I think that was a discussion kind of here too of like, anyone going?
Because if you're going, I'm going. Yeah. Well, so I think it's always like the you know, if you miss a flight or whatever, but you know, maybe they're chartering a plane together. That's always that's always an option too.
Yeah, Christmas is different everywhere that you play, I guess. Okay, who are your dream pod guests?
Well, this is just going to cap it off. I have a couple. But from, this is going to be our last question because we are going to just leave you with this cliffhanger. I have a couple of dream guests. And my number one from day one of the, like this podcast becoming a thing is going to be our last guest of this year.
Yeah.
And so that will be the 29th. We will record with said guest and we will leave you with that. But
yeah, Julie's manifest that she said a few times that can be an Easter egg on this podcast throughout the two seasons is going to close out the year. So
I cannot wait. Like, this is just going to be, I don't even know how we top after this going into 2026. Cool. But yeah, there's so many people we want to have on, and we're going to end this year with a bang. So
yeah,
that will be it. Thank you for listening to this episode. We are going to be off next week for Christmas, but then we will see y'all back. The 30th will be the release of our next and last episode of 2025. So thanks for listening.
Crazy. Merry Christmas, everybody, and we will see you at the end of the year.